Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of November 18th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwait, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwait Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, another busy week for all Mills County employees. Commissioners and their hands are busy maintaining the 430 miles of county road throughout the county. Repairs are still ongoing from the May floods. The commissioners, along with other departments, are doing a tremendous amount of paperwork for all the FEMA requirements. Latest figures from the May floods is that Mills County had over $7 million worth of damages to our road system. I will continue to keep all our Mills County citizens informed regarding FEMA, but it's still going to take a long time to get all our roads back to shape again. On Monday this week, I attended an LCRA meeting in Austin for all the former board members. Numerous items were discussed that will affect all the counties in the LCRA Basin. One important topic dealt with the increase in power needed for the state of Texas. The amount of power needed from 2024 to 2030 will almost double. This is an amazing figure. Besides the large population increase coming to the state of Texas, there's also numerous data centers that are planning on being built around the greater Austin area. With the onset of artificial intelligence, these new data centers will consume 10 times the amount of electricity than previous generation of data centers needed. In addition to the increase in power to carry the extra load throughout the state, more transmission lines must be added. SCRA spent $764 million in transmission tires in 2024, and over the next 5 years, we'll be committing almost $4 billion to new transmission projects. Again, amazing figures. And finally, after some rain that fell on Monday and Sunday throughout the county, I have signed an order lifting the burn ban on Tuesday for Mills County until further notice. We will reevaluate the conditions at our next commissioner's court, which will be this coming Monday, to determine the status of the burn ban. Again, you can burn in Mills County all this week and weekend, but please be careful. Do not burn on windy days and contact the Mills County Sheriff's Office before burning any large brush piles. If anything changes, we will post it on our website so all our citizens can see what is going on. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays, 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.